Welcome to the Dragonheart Ascension Podcast with Sonia, where we mediate for innovative quantum solutions as the Dragonheart Light Council in preparation for Mother Gaia and humanity's ascension in 2029.
We have been on hiatus where I was finishing up the books, the Ascension Prophecies, and also the ABCs of the Dragon Light Language. And now we're back online, and we're going to be starting our Ascension Action Plan. Please drop in and see if this is in alignment with your soul's calling. Anything else you would like to share, beloved?
No, I'm just very excited for this to begin again, and really appreciative of the work that you're doing and the importance of us really, in a sense, being totally open and prepared and our energetic vibration raised to the point where we can really lovingly, successfully handle all of this growth and change.
Is there anything that you would like to express about your experience with the Ascension Prophecies, even your experience being part of the triad that brought in those messages?
How do you take what's become a life's purpose, intention, and experience into a few sentences? What I can say is that on a personal level, my awareness of a much bigger picture of how energy works, how the universe is operating, and being able to connect more specifically with all of that, that's been probably one of the biggest takeaways from my experience with Triad, with the book. And right alongside of that is the realization of how incredibly important each one of us is to be able to affect the total energetic construct of the cosmos. A lot of these ideas, of course, I've been living with throughout my life. However, the experience of the book and the triad has really given a lot more clarity and a lot more focus to these innate aspirations that I have, and I'm pretty sure that every single being on the planet, to one degree or another, with it, regardless of their verbiage, also shares. So it's been very profound.
And is there any question that you might want to bring forward to help clarify something for yourself or to bring some awareness to our community?
I don't know if this is really a question. I might be able to try to phrase it as a question. For me, what's been most important is energetically connecting my own self, my own journey, my own beingness with the more expansive perception of I am and the unified field. I guess a question I would ask for you is, how do the codes enhance that experience of connection and the evolution of any of our vibrations? So I'm asking that as a general question. And I'm not asking it as a question for me personally, because it's something that I'm experiencing on a gradual basis. However, I know that there's infinitely
Okay, so how can the codes help increase your awareness of yourself in your journey?
The importance of who and what you are in terms of not only your own evolution, but how that impacts upon all of humanity, Mother Gaia.
Okay. Basically, the codes are a language that interfaces with your body, with your vertebral column, and each letter, or I call it a hieroglyph, is actually communicating through your heart center. And it acts like an organ of elimination. So every time you speak a code, you are activating stuck energies. So what happens is we get programmed with a lot of belief systems and we get traumatized behind those belief systems. And then that kind of locks up in our bodies energetically. And basically it gets locked up in muscle memory. It gets locked up in the chakra system. So what happens is the codes clear the path for the energy to flow freely. And when they do that, I call it undersoul energy comes up from that traumatic experience, gets implanted in the lower part of your energy body. I call it the lower etheric body. And it gets stuck in there. Once the codes reopen the channel, then the energy that was stuck down there comes up as a memory or as an emotion or both. And then that energy is now ready to be processed. What I did for most of my life is I just stuffed that back down again. I don't want to look at that. I don't want to see that. And I would just shoo it away. What we don't realize is that as co-creators of our reality, the energy has nowhere to go but back to you. You have a great way of expressing that. And I'm using your verbiage right now. In a sense, that energy is now resurfacing for you to address it, to own it, to look at it. What is it that you stuffed down that you denied yourself? And all those things need to come up and be processed. It doesn't mean that we have to emotionally break down and cry, but maybe sometimes we do. But the essence of it is that we need to realize that we took a portion of ourselves and stuffed it down and held it in and didn't express ourselves. And so now that energy wants to come back and be acknowledged and be heard. And so a lot of times that energy shows up as the inner child, and the inner child needs to be parented, needs to be taken care of, needs to have the relationship that it desired from your parents. And so you, in a sense, become the parent. When you start nurturing yourself back into wholeness, you need to start working with those aspects of yourself that have tucked away and closed off and protected itself, right? So we shut down our breath. We hold our body very rigidly. We learn to hold the energy somewhere in our body. And then eventually that turns into disease and we get sick. And so the codes are basically reestablishing communication and a relationship with yourself so that you can see that you have divorced an aspect of yourself. And then as you get into the codes deeper, you'll find that the codes have personalities, that they have energetics that they actually embody within your body that are higher aspects of yourself. And as you clear the field, then these higher aspects come in for your reabsorption or your identification with, or your, how would I say it, embodying the higher aspects of yourself, your God self, right? I don't know if I'm explaining that very clearly.
It's fine.
So basically, the codes are going to reintroduce you to yourself and give you a language to trans-energize. I call it trans-energize. This is like going to that point of darkness and breaking it open with light. The codes are bringing in light energy to break up the dark energy that's been stuck in your body and clear out all the mental talk that we have. We start talking to ourselves and reinforcing these patterns and recreating them in our head. What the codes do is to help you break free of that. Because even though you might clear an energetic with a code, if you don't break the thought pattern, you could reproduce that energetic the next day, right? So we want to break open the belief systems. We want to clear those out. And we want to clear out the physical trauma and energetics in the body. And then that allows the true self, the energetic body, the spiritual body to come in and take up residence, the true residence, which is your spiritual body. And then obviously I'm all about ascension. So the codes are then helping you to raise your energy through your chakra system so that you can ascend in consciousness, but also ascend energetically with the planet when she ascends. And so that requires an expansion of your resonance, of your vibration. Just speaking the codes automatically is going to increase your resonance, right? A big part of the journey is increasing the resonance. And as we increase the resonance, whatever's again, stuck down in the lower chakras is going to come up and have to be dealt with. And so we just try and do it as delicately and affectionately and as softly as possible. So the codes make it an easy process. When you speak the codes with intention, it trans-energizes, it breaks open those energetic like grids. I call it the Maya grid, and breaks it open and allows an aspect of your creativity to now come through to be expressed. And that's when your soul powers and your soul energy start coming in. And as you clear that field, then your soul gifts start being able to proliferate without through you. As you heal yourself, you're actually healing the planet, because everything that you do for yourself is healing not only your physical body, but you're healing it for humanity and you're healing it for the earth. Whenever we work on ourselves, we're working together. We're doing it for everyone. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, abundantly.
Okay.
It's great. Thank you.
We have any intentions that we want to put forward?
An intention that I have for myself that I share with humanity is the ability to see clearly all of the beliefs, ideas, programs that are, have been created, which inherently are limiting our concept, even much less our experience of freedom, moving past, beyond our limitations, our self-imposed limitations.
I have been going through biblical scripture, reading prophecies from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible. And basically, I'm more interested in the prophecies about this time. And I feel like we are living in the end times, and the prophecies that have come through us establishes that fact, but it also gives us a vision for what is to come, what our future is holding for us and how we can prepare for that future. My prayer is that through the destroying archetypes that are working through political leaders and through the earth heating up, going through these cataclysmic events, that the consciousness of humanity be freed, again, freedom for you, freed of the past lies, deceptions, and manipulations that we have been fed over thousands and thousands of years, and be able to receive clear insight with grace and ease and without anger, bitterness, and retaliation. Because some of the things that are going to be exposed over these months and years can be very traumatic for people. What we really want to embrace is what Jesus said is love yourself as your neighbor. Forgive the other, treat others as you want to be treated. And no matter how upsetting or disruptive the truth is, that we embrace it with love and compassion, knowing that we've all been part of creating this reality, and that the only way to heal it is through love. So we need to let go of the anger and resentment, the pointing fingers, the blaming and condemning. Because all that does is create more of the same, right? That's my prayer that coincides with your vision for freedom. Today, we're going to be working with the Cosmos Christ, who we lovingly call the Golden One, and offer ourselves up in service to Sophia and see what comes through. If there's any messages for humanity that we can give at this time to help people settle in to what's coming and how they can prepare for it, and also to trans-energize the energies that are surfacing through the solar eclipse that we just had. It's bringing up major energies, old energies, to be revisited. A lot of old energies are being revisited right now. Everyone I know is experiencing a lot of things like, oh, I thought I got rid of that or transcended that or transformed that years ago, and now another aspect of it is coming forward. And a lot of times it's not that we're in that energy anymore, but it's a test to see, are we truly clear of that energy? Have we truly transcended all the little nooks and crannies of that energetic, right? It's an important time to a review, basically, preparing us for the new earth, for the planetary ascension. And so the codes are a perfect way to take that energy and transcend it, transform it once and for all. Let's begin with setting our sacred circle. I am inviting in the Divine Intercessory Council of Light. I'm inviting in our soul team, the goddess team that we work with. I'm inviting in, of course, Mother Sophia to overlight our work here today, and the interstellar and extraterrestrial beings, star beings, the plant and animal kingdoms, the elemental kingdoms, of course, the Christ codes, and our dear friend Jonathan, who worked with us before he passed on. We call him in, and all our prior triad members who have worked with us, we call you into our circle, and all light workers who throughout the planet are doing this kind of work or similar kind of work. May we come together in unity in Sophia Christ consciousness to work as one body, one mind, and one heart. I'm going to now surround us in concentric circles of aquamarine for emotional healing and balance and purity. I'm going to be basically going through the chakra system as I do this. So I'm going to start at the sacral chakra and move all the way up to solar, heart, throat, third eye, crown, soul star. Then we're going to go back to the mouth of God center, which is the ninth chakra. We're going to go to the 10th chakra in the middle of the forehead and the 11th chakra just right above that. And then we're going to go to the 12th chakra, which is arms length above the head. As I'm creating these concentric circles, I want you to visualize the color that I'm calling forth and see that as a field of energy surrounding your body. Okay. So start again. I'm surrounding us in concentric circles of aquamarine for emotional healing and balance through the sacral chakra. Up to the solar, sunflower goals for aligning our will with divine will. Heart, magenta rose for healing our hearts, minds, and bodies with love and compassion, and aligning our hearts with the heart wound of Mother Sophia. Throat, for the clearing, healing, and activation of our logos atom, aligning us with our divine logos. The third eye, sapphire and diamond, we're activating and raising Christ consciousness and aligning our third eye with the eye of God. Up to the crown, violet fire for integration and trans energization, or to our crown of illumination. Eighth chakra, about a foot above the head. Platinum silver for the soul illumination of our memory gifts and powers. Back of the head. Platinum gold for the full embodiment of our I Am presence as source consciousness. And chakra, luminescent rainbow diamond white light to bless our souls and spirit as a perfected composite identity of Sophia Source. And to the 11th, the mantle of I Am presence as unconditional love. Create to move in and out of the space-time continuum, where we are fully aligned with our divine selves. So swap the chain, the foot above your head, and see a silver cord coming down. It's flowing down to your eighth chakra right above your head, and you're uniting with your soul's knowing down to the heart, healing powers, solar plexus, divine will. Now we're going to take the energy all the way down to the root. We're going to see a one red root connecting us into the crystal core center of Mother Earth, connecting with the earth grid in her crystal core womb. And now we're going to take the energy back up to our hearts, call it in the Mediterranean cube, and activating the atomic structure within the Mediterranean cube, where it is now creating a field that is forming into a sun. And I'm calling in the Cosmos Christ at this point to merge with us as our third triad member, merging our hearts, minds, and third eyes with the Cosmos Christ. We are now offering ourselves up to Mother Sophia, and I pray, Divine Mother Sophia, source of all love, life, and light, embrace us in the void deep within your heart as a portion of you, rebirthing in you, co-creating with you, rejoicing with you.
Pause the recording for your meditation.
Read it first.
I've got two things. The first is more what came through, and the second are more specifically my feelings. Okay, where is the joy of independence? Where is the exhilaration of the unknown? A massive lie has been promulgated throughout the civilization's history, that of you being limited, inherently powerless beings, who rather than fostering a healthy interdependence upon each other's strengths and heart-based offerings, sink to the false foundational construct of inherent weakness, vulnerability, powerlessness, suspicion, and overwhelming need to rise above, or feel the necessity that most any action is justified if it is in the name of protecting your own and or feeding the lower egoic necessity of domination and control. These false beliefs have been intricately wrapped around your psychological DNA as a form of binding, constraints to your innate power, creativity, limitless, and infinite capacity to love. What is occurring now is a mass consciousness awakening, and while many are choosing to stay bound, preferring the habitual comfort of shackles, many are choosing to release those bindings and venture forward, only to realize that the magnificence they encounter has always been there and, in fact, can never be vanquished. Kept out of sight, yes. Eliminated, impossible. And then I had a more personal response, which was, I want to add that there is a peacefulness that comes with the acceptance of the above information, the choice to aspire to live beyond the constraints of our 3D construct, as well as the liberating and loving embrace for everyone's choices on how and what they choose to experience. So that's what I have.
I'm feeling my third eye activated and a circle of energy around my head. I hear the sound current as a very high pitch of different frequencies coming together. I hear the sound louder on my left. Feels like the top of my head has been opened up and energy is running through my body. I'm especially feeling it at my feet, a lot of tingling energy. It feels as if I have roots extending from the bottom of my feet. I see them moving deeper into the earth, moving down into the deep recesses of her body. I am seeing this as our connection to the earth and how we communicate and transform energy flowing down from Sophia. I was sensing that we are conduits for the cosmos, energy running through us and then energy running down into the earth. Large rivers of energy flow through our body and our feet are the tributaries that disperse the energy into the earth. These energies are flowing down from the opening in my head, from the constellations and the cosmos, and are weaving into the earth. This feels like it is part of the solar eclipse energy that is being filtered through our bodies. This is fueling the center of the earth, which looks like a sun that is quite large. This energy is being cycled back up our bodies through the earth grid into the ascension grids, which are the Christ grid, the solar grid, the golden fleece grid, through the Metatron cube grid. The atomic action of the Metatron cube circles this energy as a toroidal action, picking up energies from the cosmos and cycling them back into our bodies, which cycle into the earth through our feet. The same action happens at a cellular level. Each cell looks like it has red roots extending from it, reaching out to the cell next to it. It's like a relay system. I'm seeing the as above, so below relationship of the cell and how it relates to the earth through our root chakra, which is also present in our feet. It's amazing to see how that whole relationship works. I've never seen it before.
I'm going to want to review this.
I want to review yours too.
Once.
Yeah. All right. So I just want to thank the Golden One for being here, for the assistance from all the beings of light that I've called in today, for the amazing picture that was given to us. I'm very grateful for that deeper understanding and for the wise wisdom that has come to my beloved's logos today. And so I am closing this sacred circle, and we will meet again next month. Hopefully, we'll be now looking through the Ascension Action Plan. It's going to be part of the training process. And so we now have an official Ascension training class, and I will be going through the Ascension Prophecies book, chapter by chapter, filling out what wasn't written in the book, my personal experience of it, insights into what came through the triad work and how it interrelates with the Christ codes and how to integrate that whole relationship with your body and how it activates the ascension technology through various energetic grids that are working through your body. And today we're working with the earth grid and getting a lot more information about that. So that was very interesting. So as we work as a group and as a collective, we'll be going deeper into the intricacies of this whole ascension network that's operating through us and that we are helping facilitate for Mother Earth, for ourselves, and for the cosmos. Thank you, beloved. Anything you'd like to say before we close?
I'm extremely grateful. Blessings to all. And may we all understand the joy underneath everything.
Your financial support funds the ongoing creation of books, videos, podcasts, and tools to educate, inform, and inspire your participation as a revolutionary changemaker for the new earth.